JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Today, we congratulate Kingston and St. Andrew for winning the Best Parish Council Award. And later, our Heritage Month Did You Know feature and a child care tip. Welcome to Roundabout JA. The Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, won the Best Parish Council Award at the recent Public Sector Customer Service Competition. The competition is a biennial event staged by the Office of the Cabinet through the Public Sector Transformation and Modernization Program and places special emphasis on quality service delivery within the public sector. Mayor of Kingston, Senator Dr. Angela Brown Burke, says winning the award is an indication that the KSAC is working to improve its image.
We have been attempting to improve our customer service, certainly since 2012. It was one of the strategic objectives we had, that we had to be people-centered, we had to respond to our client base, and we had to put people front and center of all that we did. So there were a number of things that we started doing in order to effect that change.
Mayor Brown Burke says for the first time, the KSAC implemented a customer charter, which ensures that all customer queries are answered and resolved on the first call. She adds that this charter gave the KSAC the edge in winning the award. Staff members are trained in customer service and their knowledge about the different services offered by the corporation. A help desk has been established to assist with the processing of queries and applications in a timely manner, with a particular focus on development approvals. Since the advent of the competition, customer service in the public sector has improved, and the champions of dedicated service have included the National Land Agency, the National Health Fund, and the Administrator General's Department.
I believe we still need to lift the bar some more, and that's what we intend to do. But it's a good start for the recognition of that, and I think staff also, they feel good because they will say, what are we doing? Let's do this, let's do that. And so it is good to know that individuals can look on and see the impact of the changes that we have made.
The beach full of dead fish. What caused this?
It was an awful smell. We couldn't breathe. Who is responsible?
For harmful pollution incidents impacting the environment, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, investigates to identify the cause, holds the perpetrators accountable, and monitors the cleanup to restore the environment. NEPA, managing and protecting Jamaica's land, wood, and water. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
The Vision 2030 Secretariat is housed within the Planning Institute of Jamaica, which was mandated in 2006 by the government of Jamaica to spearhead the preparation of a long-term national development plan, which we know now as Vision 2030. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more info. Time now for our Heritage Month Did You Know feature. Did you know the World Heritage List only has 32 mixed sites? Jamaica is represented among the list of iconic places such as the Great Wall of China, the Pyramids of Giza in Egypt, the Taj Mahal of India, and the Acropolis of Athens. Here now is a child care tip. I believe the children are our future. As a parent, take good care of yourself. And take a break every now and again. Keep healthy for you and your child. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of Student Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.